Hey, what's going on? This is the Educated Guest Podcast, and I'm Justin, your host. If this is your first time joining, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your close to 100th time joining, thank you as always for being here. So what is this? What is this platform? What is this company? What do we do? Well, I can tell you what we're focused on, and then I'll tell you what we do. So our mission is to transform the life and creative and career trajectories of multidisciplinary artists and designers. So what does that look like in practice? That means that we're teaching. We provide a service. And our service is information. And naturally, the output of this information comes in a variety of forms. And this is just one channel that we use. And within this channel, we have three pillars of types of content that we deliver. We have Mondays, which is our segment called Incomplete Thoughts. This is all about conceptual thinking, strategic thinking, sort of mindset training. Before you even get started with wanting to start your own studio, before you get started with wanting to start your own agency, go after the job you always wanted. Before you start that, you need a correct mindset. That's Mondays. On Wednesdays now, Wednesdays, middle of the week, we have what's called Work Study. Work Study is our public address at how to do X, Y, Z. So what does that mean? We do templates, we do tactics, we do strategy, we do how-tos, we do tutorials, frameworks. That's all middle of the week. Something to really have implemented so you're not just walking around with a bunch of motivation and all this energy and nothing to do with it. And then on Fridays, we're going to talk a little bit about anecdotal information. So what does anecdotal information mean? That means you're going to hear real stories from real people. And for me, you'll start hearing real stories from me. And in the past, if you've been paying attention, we have well over 50 at least interview episodes. I don't know how many exactly at this point, but well over 50 different interview episodes to go through and get real information from real people. If you want to subscribe to our email newsletter, it's educated-guest.com. It's educated-guest.com. And happy to talk some of the stuff through with you. If you're struggling with some of the stuff we're talking about, people reach out to me all the time and I'm here to help. So go ahead and reach out to me there and we'll figure it out from there. Actually, reach out to me at educated_guests on Instagram. That's probably the best place to reach me directly. And we'll have someone respond to you there. All right, cool. Today's episode, scarcity brings clarity. And the second part of this title is clarity brings excellence. So naturally, I'm sound kind of upbeat. I sound kind of energized. I sound all that good stuff. Yet, as we all know, it's a very, very interesting time right now. For some, it's super scary. For some, it's super relaxed. And for everyone in between, it's very confusing. Everyone's kind of walking on eggshells right now, trying to figure out when they can launch their event again that they had planned, how to adapt to new technology, new systems, how to build in new systems just in case this happens again, how to reevaluate their entire life setup because they realize now that since they're working from home, they really don't even like what they do and they don't even like who they do it with. So it's quite the conundrum that we're all underneath. And I'm standing there right with you. You know, most people would say, oh, well, y'all are dealing with this and this is how I've done it. But instead, I'm coming to you and I'm saying, hey, I'm raising my hand. I'm right next to you because there is a lot of confusion. And a lot of the reason that I'm coming to you with this topic today is because I've realized that there is a lot of clarity to be found. And I'm speaking about clarity first before I get into excellence is because the reason I'm speaking about that is because I find that over the past 3 or 4 years, we've been experiencing the roaring 20s, right? It's all about opulence, decadence, you know. All of this stuff is very, very, very hedonistic, if you will, borderline hedonistic. And I think that this is the most unfortunate case of having a reset that we possibly could have imagined. There's only two or three probably competing things that could rival this. But, you know, these were ultimately one of the two or three biggest risks to society in 2020. Bio risk, catastrophic weather patterns, and nuclear warfare. You know, those are sort of the three biggest risks, and we are experiencing the smack dab eye of the hurricane of one of them. And this is not even a hurricane. It's more like a typhoon of an endless tidal wave. So what do we do when we realize that everything's contracting, people are losing jobs, unemployment rate is sky high, going to be sky high at the end of the month, people's IRAs are being cut in half, they're on their way to being cut in half. 401ks are pretty much, you might as well have not put money into it for the last 6 months. So, you know, that's sort of what we're looking at right now, if 6 months, if not 6 years, depending on who you are. And that's what we're looking at right now. So what do we do? How do we get back to basics? So if you own a creative studio that doubled as a content platform, doubling as a graphic design hub, doubling as an art practice, like these are the things that are very nebulous on the surface. And I am always a champion of that. You know, I'm the first person to believe that I don't like things being served right out the box. I need something on top. I need something to add a little flair to it, a little style to it. However, in the scarce times, we have to start asking basic questions about our business, about our offering, about our value. And here are a couple of basic questions that I've found to be extremely helpful to me. Number one, does your business offer a service or a product? Are you offering a service or a product? And that's the toughest question to answer for a lot of people right now, because we are in a media first economy where everybody is garnering, seeking attention in hopes that it results in revenue magically. Yet, even in a media first economy, things still result down to a service or a product. And somewhere in between, there's productized services, there's custom solutions, there's things like that. However, the game hasn't changed, not at all. You're still trading time for money, or you are trading a product in return for money. So I'm going to go through a couple of case studies that come to mind, a few use cases that come to mind for me about that question, is that if you are someone who plans events, and these are some of the biggest people who are affected right now, is independent event planning companies, agencies. Over the past 4 or 5 years, these companies have been starting to become into like agencies or, you know, generic marketing companies. However, their value was in being able to bring people together. Their value was in being able to get a large attendance for a party or move people to show up somewhere and dress in their best clothing. Like that was the value. And they received sponsorship. They received payment. They received, you know, ticket sales. These are the revenue streams that they had from that. So how do you recreate that in a digital economy? And then maybe once you're able to recreate it successfully using some of these online tools, how do you productize that offering so you aren't in as much of a risky position now, where you aren't left flat-footed right now? Like that's a tough thing to do. So the second thing is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Now, for the other use cases, if you're striving to have close to 10K on Instagram or 10K on this or 10K on that, that's a magic number, right? Like people want 10,000 of something. And, you know, naturally, who wouldn't? You know, over the past 4, 5, 6 years, if you're able to organically grow to 10,000 people on Instagram or Twitter or what have you, then the chances are that you have built up enough of a specific following that you don't have to really worry about if people are going to buy something from you or not. Yet there's a small, most people aren't worried. However, there's another group of people who are slightly worried because they're not sure about what really their product or service is. It's just that when they're getting paid to show up places. And this is particularly affecting independent musicians because they are having a tough time touring. You can't pop up anywhere. I mean, and if you stream a live concert and you're going to put it behind a paywall, that's like having a YouTube pay. Like, why would I go listen to you? What's unique about that experience? And here's a quick business idea, which I'm pretty sure is already out there somewhere, is that if you're going to set up a private paywall experience to do a live remote concert, then you better own the platform. Because then you don't even have access to your fans. You don't even know who came to the show. You don't even know what to do next, which sets they liked. So you know, start thinking about these sorts of things. So that's question number one, is does your business offer a service or a product? The second thing is, you know, which forms of advertising have you previously used? Now, I know this is tough because, you know, advertising right now, you know, there's a whole nother topic I want to cover in the future. We actually have in the month of May, our theme for the month of May is futurism and research. And during that month, I'm going to cover something about the topic of the death of advertising, why it's not going to be around 20 years from now. And I think most of you who are intelligent know why I'm making that claim and know other people who've made those claims. So for now, though, it's 2020. We need ad revenue, or companies need ad revenue, and we need attention for our product or our service. So in that case, how have you been getting attention? Are you an artist are you an artist running a design practice on the side who uses your artwork to garner attention, to lead people into working with your studio? That's a common practice, which I love that model because it's very inbound marketing type of way of doing things, which I think is the best, most organic way of doing things, is inbound, getting people to come to you as opposed to going out in the street, the proverbial street, and handing out flyers. I've always been a fan of inbound. Or are you outbound? Do you go and hand out flyers? Do you get yourself in front of people? Do you, you know, push and do paid advertising? So start thinking about these sorts of things. Does paid advertising make sense for your business? Sometimes for certain service-based businesses that have a lot of, you know, a lot of people that I like to speak to are people who aren't really going to fall into the paid ad type of platform, the paid ad type of way of doing things. Why? Because if you're someone who prides yourself on accessibility, being nimble, being lean, then you're not going to have a lot of access to capital, and people are going to look at you a certain different type of way if you are paying for ads to access a new type of your audience. Now, the second thing is, don't worry about how people are looking at you, but you have to be super, super careful before you start advertising for direct marketing purposes. If you want to advertise and push an overall message about what it is you're launching, what it is you're doing, what it is you're having show up, that's cool. But make sure you're leveraging partnerships before you do paid ads. The next thing is, you know, where do you see the greatest opportunity to get bigger? And then what is the input to get bigger? So these are the sorts of questions. These top three questions are important to really be able to answer. So, like, what is your problem right now? Because scarcity brings clarity, and you now know that, man, I didn't even meet enough people this month. I didn't meet enough people the past 2 months. So now it's March, end of March, going into April, and my phone is dry. Nobody's hit me up. The next thing is converting. You know, I might have a lot of people, but I don't really have a strong value prop. You know, I do branding, but in an age where people are looking for cash, where cash is king again, people aren't looking for brand identities like they were just a year ago, 2 years ago, if you haven't already built a track record of providing value with that brand identity. So these are important things to think about, is starting getting in front of people's problems with your solution as a direct ROI. There's an old saying, it's like CMOs are now accountable to CFOs. And no more time than right now is that true. Because the only thing that matters right now to people who are potential clients is return on investment. Unless you've built that relationship already, return on investment is key. So make sure you're putting in the inputs that matter and making sure that you're getting the output that they desire. So those three questions are all I have in terms of clarity. You know, I have a couple more, but maybe hit me up on an email, justin@educated-guest.com, justin@educated-guest.com, and just go ahead and hit me up if you want to talk more about one of these points. Now that you've if you've answered those three questions, then the very last thing that's important to know, the last thing that's important to know is that clarity brings excellence. Clarity brings excellence. So what does that mean? That means that, look, as long as you know exactly what it is you do, the value you provide, and how you get attention, and which numbers are important for you to move, then what's left is your ability to be excellent. Have you built a habit of being excellent? Have you built a habit of not letting things be 4 pixels misaligned? That's a very specific thing, but you know if you were that type of person or not. Most people are going to leave something misaligned just to get it out the door. Most people are going to acknowledge a misspelling and be like, oh man, I could have caught that, as opposed to ensuring that you don't misspell any words. Like, these are different tactics. These are different mindsets to make sure that you're not left after the fact saying, oh man, I almost had it, but I gave my best. Well, it's not just giving your best, it's being excellent. You know, there's a difference between a Hall of Fame quarterback and a NFL quarterback. NFL quarterbacks give their best, and their best is usually good enough to make the roster, if not start. Hall of Fame quarterbacks are excellent. There's a difference. So just keep that in mind. I'm being a little bit more direct in these recent episodes because I feel like it's necessary to give people valuable information and not fluff and not really pander to the emotional side of things. Instead, I feel like the best value I can provide right now is to state the emotional knowns, state the emotional unknowns, and then state the tactical knowns and the tactical unknowns. So right now, there are a lot of known unknowns, but there are also a lot of known knowns, so to speak. There's a lot of things we know we can do, and we know how to do them. So let's get doing it. That's all I have. I'll talk to you soon. Again, if you want to subscribe to our, one last thing, if you want to subscribe to our email newsletter, it's educated-guest.com, educated-guest.com. And our Instagram is @educated_guest. It's a mouthful. I'm tired. And I'm not afraid to say. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.